Well, good morning, everyone. It is May 17th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Sorry, I was running a couple minutes late there. Just a few things going on this morning. But that said, today we are going to be picking up in Numbers chapter 26, Psalm 69, Isaiah 16, and 1 Peter chapter 4. So let's get into the Word today. Numbers chapter 26 today. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spake with them in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord had commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom cometh the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmonites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them that were 40,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. And this is that Dathan and Abiram which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah when they strove against the Lord. And the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, that what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the families of the Nemuelites, and Jamin, and the family of the Jaminites, and Jachin, and the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaluites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shanu, the family of the Shanuites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Erod, the family of the Erodites, of Arieli, the family of the Arielites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan, and Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerites. And the sons of Pharez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamuel, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 16,500. Of the sons of Ishkar, after the families of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Pua, the family of the Puanites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashurites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Ishkar, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the families of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jaliel, the family of the Jalielites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,500. The sons of Joseph, after the families of Manasseh, were Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the families of the Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead. Of Gilead come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites, of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemadah, the family of the Shemadites, and of Hepher, the family of the Hepherites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala and Noah, Hogla, Micah, and Tirzah. These are the families of the Manassites, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shatula, the family of the Shatulites, of Becher, the family of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites, and these are the sons of Shatula, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them 32,500. And these are the sons of Joseph after their families, the sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufan, the family of the Shufanites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufanites, of the sons of Bela were Arad and Naham, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naam, the family of the Naamanites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and they were numbered of them 40,500. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of the Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. Of the children of Asher after their families, of Jimnah, the family of the Jimnahites, of Jeshuai, the family of the Jeshuites, of Berai, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Berai, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkael, the family of the Malkaelites, and the name of the daughters of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali after their families, of Jaziel, the family of the Jazeelites, of Gunai, the family of the Gunites, of Jezir, the family of the Jezirites, of Shalem, the family of the Shalemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the lands shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many thou shalt give thee more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give thee less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of them. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the family of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites, and Korath begat Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt, and she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the children of Israel because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they which were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not left a man of them, save Caleb the son of Jephthuneh and Joshua the son of Nun. That was Numbers chapter 26. Let's move on over to Psalm 69. Psalm 69. If I can get there. Psalm 69. To the chief musician upon Shoshaim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. And they that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully and mighty, and then I restore that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brother, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house have eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gates speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercies, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let not me sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before me. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. And I looked for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those that hath wounded, and iniquity under their iniquity. And let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. For I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. And this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullocks that hath horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. And let the heavens and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the city of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they shall love his name, and shall dwell therein. That was Psalm 69. Let's move on over to our next reading, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 16. Isaiah chapter 16 today. Again, I gotta, if I can find my place here. Isaiah chapter 16. Send ye the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah to the wilderness, unto the mount of the daughters of Zion. For it shall be that as wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. Take counsel, execute judgment. Make thy shadow as the night in the midst of the noonday. Hide the outcast. Beware not him that wandereth. Let mine outcast dwell with thee, Moab. Be thou a covert to them. From the face of the spoiler and from the executioner is at an end. The spoiler ceases. The oppressor are consumed out of the land. And in mercy shall the throne be established. And he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking judgment and hasting righteousness. And we have heard of the pride of Moab, and he is very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath. But his lies shall not be so. And therefore shall Moab howl for Moab. Every one shall howl for the foundations of Kiriath Seth. Shall ye mourn, and surely they are stricken. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Seba, the lords of the heathen, have broken down the principal plants thereof. And they are come even unto Jazer. And they wandered through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out, and they are gone over the sea. And therefore I will bewail with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibna. I will water thee with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh, for the shouting for thy summer fruits and for thy harvest is fallen, and gladness is taken away, and joy out of the plentiful field. And in the vineyards there shall be no singing, neither shall there be shouting. The treaders shall tread out no wine in their presses, and I have made their vintage shouting to cease. And wherefore my bowels shall sound like a harp of Moab, and mine inward parts for Kir Hashesh. And it shall come to pass, when it is seen that Moab is weary on the high place, that he shall come to his sanctuary to pray, but he shall not prevail. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken concerning Moab since that time. But now the Lord hath spoken, saying, within 3 years, as the year of a hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be condemned with all the great multitudes, and the remnant shall be very small and feeble. That was Isaiah chapter 16. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 today. First Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. And who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, and be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, and above all, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man hath received the gifts, even so ministering the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice. Inasmuch as ye are partakers in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's affairs. And yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Amen. That was our reading today for May 17th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful May day. Make sure that you leave a comment if you haven't already done so, or a reaction to this video, and I'll make sure to mark that down on my thing. The 200th day is coming in July, and so we want to stick with it. Trust it's been a blessing to you. But that said, why don't we start our day with a word of prayer today. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I thank you so much. Lord, your mercies are new each and every day. And Lord, I would pray that indeed that we would not be surprised by the fiery trials which come upon us, Lord, as if they are a strange thing. But Lord, instead glory in them and thank you for them, Lord, for they do indeed grow us, and they constantly bring us back to our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, just like a battered ship on the waves, it's constantly brought back to the shore. So often, Lord, we are brought back to the shore of Jesus Christ, Lord, and I thank you so much for that. And so, Lord, I pray, Lord, for our day today. I pray, God, that we would use it for your glory's sake. God, whatever may be happening, good, bad, Lord, whatever may be happening, Lord, may we utilize this day, Lord, for your glory's sake, and may you work in and through us, Lord. May the gospel be adorned. Lord, may sinners see Jesus Christ in us. Lord, may we share the gospel with someone today. Give us boldness today, Lord. Oh, Lord, convict our hearts. Lord, we need to be out there sharing the gospel. Oh, Lord, please help us to invite somebody to church this Sunday. Lord, I pray. Lord, help it to be, help you, Lord, just to convict our hearts in that way. And, Lord, just strive, Lord, for your glory's sake, the growth of the church, Lord. And, Lord, that many would come to know you as Savior. Our world needs you, Lord, I pray. Help us to be bold in that way. But, Lord, give us a good day, I pray, and bring us back together tomorrow in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.